MRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. A physician and member of UVA's Faculty Senate says President Jim Ryan is not being truthful about allegations of wrongdoing in UVA's health system and medical school. After attacks and falsehoods from the right targeting Haitians, what is life like for one Haitian woman in Virginia? We'll find out. And a new program to make Chesapeake Bay cleanup more effective is now underway in Virginia. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, September 23rd. A University of Virginia physician and member of the school's faculty senate is accusing UVA President Jim Ryan of making false statements about claims of wrongdoing. The Daily Progress reports that Ryan has referred to allegations of criminal and unethical practices within the UVA health system and School of Medicine as, quote, generalized and anonymous claims of wrongdoing. The allegations against the health system and School of Medicine were reported last week. They were detailed in a letter written by 128 doctors and faculty members. Dr. Stephen Culp, a UVA health physician and member of the UVA Faculty Senate, told his fellow senators Friday that Ryan's assertions are false. According to Culp, university administrators have been well aware of the allegations for months. The letter called for UVA Health CEO Dr. Craig Kent and School of Medicine Dean Melina Kibbe to resign. National political leaders have long targeted minority communities when elections heat up, but this year seems worse. Republicans Donald Trump and J.D. Vance have both been lying about one Haitian community in Ohio. So we found out what life is like these days for one Haitian woman in Richmond. Virginia Public Radio's Brad Kuttner reports.
We've all heard what former President Donald Trump and his running mate J.D. Vance have said about Haitian people and their food, but Sandra Balthazar says it's not true.
I love Haitian food, period. It's like you eating the food and you thinking about it, you feel love, if that makes sense.
Balthazar came to the U.S. 16 years ago from her home in Gonaïves, Haiti. Her father was in politics and, well...
Life in Haiti when you're in politics is not the easiest thing to be in. So we decided to come to America for a safer place and a better place and a better situation.
The Balthazar family packed up their things and ended up in Delaware. They got jobs at a local chicken processing plant. And Sandrika, after watching her mother cook for her family for years, started a Haitian food business out of her home. She followed her mother to Richmond, and Haitian Food RVA opened May 18th of this year, just in time for Haitian Flag Day, when her people celebrate being the first nation to abolish slavery. Back in the kitchen, Sandrika is describing what makes Haitian food so unique.
Definitely gotta use a piece. You definitely gotta use a little bit of habanero. You definitely gotta use Maggi. It's priority. You gotta use that in cooking Haitian food.
As for those unsure about trying new foods, she has some advice that may transcend the palate and political turmoil.
I believe people should try to give it a chance and, you know, make the decision for themselves to see if they like it or not, you know. Everybody deserves a chance.
In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.
For many years, young people flocked to big cities, but now those trends are shifting. Also with Virginia Public Radio, Michael Pope reports.
Small towns are the new hip thing with young people who have traditionally flocked to urban areas. Hamilton Lombard at UVA's Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service says ever since the pandemic, young adults are often bypassing the big city.
I think that's certainly the story when you look at a place like Arlington, which has really been a mecca for young adults coming out of college the last couple of decades, and it's seen one of the largest drops in the country in its 25 to 44 population, in part because fewer are coming in and I think more are going out since the pandemic.
He says now that many people don't need to be at an office every day, demographic patterns are shifting away from places like Arlington toward places like Winchester or Fredericksburg.
Generally speaking, we're still seeing close to a third of all work days being done remotely. Before the pandemic, it was around 5 or 6%. So that's been a really big change. And I think what it's allowed is a lot of people who accept high-paying salaries in Northern Virginia to be able to take those and live somewhere more affordable, whether it's Winchester, maybe up towards Pennsylvania.
The last time demographic patterns changed this much, he says, was when jobs moved from the manufacturing sector to service-based jobs. So it's a trend that's likely to continue unless remote work becomes less popular. I'm Michael Pope.
And finally today, a new program to make Chesapeake Bay cleanup more effective is now underway in Virginia following a budget allocation from the legislature this year. The Virginia Mercury reports that through the Pay for Outcomes grant program, the Department of Environmental Quality is accepting applications until February 3rd for the available $20 million. Virginia is part of the Chesapeake Bay Program, a collection of the six states that are home to the waters of the 64,000-mile watershed feeding into the bay. The nation's largest estuary remains polluted after decades of efforts. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Monday.